Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, August 12th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft's dual-screen Android device, the Surface Duo, is available for pre-order now for $1,399, arriving September 10th. The Surface Duo has two 5.6-inch OLED screens that connect to form an 8.1-inch workspace with a hinge in the middle. The displays are Gorilla Glass and work as side-by-side monitors rather than unfolding to be a single screen. It uses a single 11-megapixel camera that can record 4K video at 60 frames per second, runs on a Snapdragon 855 processor with 6 gigs of RAM and up to 256 gigabytes of storage, as well as LTE. All Android apps run on the Surface Duo, and specially made apps can take advantage of dual displays. Uber CEO Dara Khosrowshahi told MSNBC that Uber may have to shut down service in California until at least November if it's forced to classify drivers as employees. San Francisco Superior Court Judge Ethan Schulman issued a preliminary injunction Monday that Uber and Lyft must classify their drivers as employees. Uber and Lyft both have 10 days to appeal that injunction, and both companies intend to do so. The Wall Street Journal reports that TikTok exploited a bug in Android to collect MAC addresses, a hardware identifier, without notifying users. The practice ended last November, according to the researchers. MAC addresses are often used by advertising services to track user behavior across apps and websites. TikTok says the current version of its app does not collect MAC addresses. A lawsuit filed in California accuses Facebook of collecting biometric data from around 100 million Instagram users without notifying the users. Facebook has offered to pay $650 million to settle a similar lawsuit in Illinois regarding Facebook itself. Foxconn reported better-than-expected earnings. Net profit rose 34% over last year, driven by Foxconn's computer and server businesses. Consumer products, which include smartphones, dropped 15%. Foxconn forecasts a decline of revenue this quarter, though a new iPhone is expected to be a boost next quarter. Foxconn chairman Liu Yongwei said the company is working on separating its U.S. and Chinese supply chains. The company is investing in plants in Southeast Asia, Mexico, Brazil, and elsewhere. Liu said the percentage of the company's products made outside of China has risen from 25 to 30% and may continue to rise. Liu said China's, quote, days as the world's factory are done. Microsoft said in a blog post that it will launch the Xbox Series X game console in November. However, it won't be with Halo Infinite. The official Halo account tweeted that Halo Infinite's release date will be shifted to 2021 due to multiple factors, including complications from lockdowns caused by the virus. Song lyric service Genius sued Google for displaying its version of song lyrics in search results without credit. Genius had used alternating styles of apostrophes to identify its versions. Tuesday, a U.S. federal judge, Margot Brody, ruled that Google's scraping of the lyrics was not copyright infringement, since the lyrics belong to the composer, not to Genius. Twitter officially launched the option to limit replies to tweets. Look for a globe icon at the bottom of your tweet to limit who can reply to people you follow or just people mentioned in the tweet. TCL announced a new line of mid-range 5 and 6 series 4K TVs. They run Roku's OS and support HDR10, Dolby Vision, and HLG. The 50-inch 5 series costs $400 with a QLED screen and 60 Hz refresh rate. The 6 series adds mini-LED backlighting to the QLED screens, starting with a 55-inch for $900. Finally, Xiaomi announced the Mi 10 Ultra phone with 120x hybrid zoom, 50-watt wireless charging, and 120-watt wired charging. The 6.67-inch OLED phone starts at 5,299 yuan. That's about $760 US for 8 gigabytes of RAM in black, silver, and transparent. Xiaomi also announced a 55-inch transparent TV, the Mi TV Lux OLED Transparent Edition. Similar to TVs from Samsung and LG, it looks like a piece of glass when it's turned off. The TV costs 9,999 yuan, that's around $7,200 US, coming to China August 16th. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.